Welcome to Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Nate Oliver. Batting third. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Bob Miller. And now, play ball. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Landrum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rogers bunts towards first. Skowron scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. Landrum moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Landrum moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Wills hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wills moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Rogers fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Spencer takes first base on ball four. Doug Camilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aspromonte. Camilli moves to third. Davis moves to second. Bob Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wills is one for one in the game, with a single. Wills takes first base on ball four. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bertel hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Landrum is one for one in the game, with a single. Landrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Walls is one for one in the game, with a single. Walls strikes out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 0 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Darryl Spencer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Spencer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spencer takes first base on ball 4. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Lou Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to second. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel is walked intentionally. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wills fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spencer is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Spencer strikes out. There goes Skowron. The throw from Bertel to Aspromonte, and back to Banks, who tags Skowron out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Camilli and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wills is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a line drive into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Oliver scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Howard moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Spencer bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Aspromonte covering, for the out. Howard moves to third. Scourin moves to second. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-3 in the game. Camilli is walked intentionally. Jim Gilliam pinch hits for Willie Davis. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Bob Miller. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Fairley now playing center field. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Oliver reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wills hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nate Oliver is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walls is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walls moves to second. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Scourin is 0-for-3 in the game. Scourin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walls scores. Howard moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.